You know, as long as you take care of it.
That's the key. Remember that.
We've had this one since 2005.
Chairman, you're ready.
You ready?
Anytime you want.
All right, we're going to begin. Welcome to the Wednesday, December 16th, Taney County Board of Adjustment meeting. Can we begin tonight, Scott, with the establishment of quorum?
Yes, Corey Roebuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Here.
And Rick Caudill.
Here.
We do have a quorum.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott. Can you go ahead and give us an explanation of the public hearing procedures, exhibits, and governing statutes?
Yes, I'd like to welcome everyone this evening to the December 16th, 2020 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C. Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please present the completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on an application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. The governing statutes for the Board of Adjustment. The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it, which is required to determine under zoning regulations adopted by the County Commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in a peculiar and exceptional difficulties, 2, or an exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right, thanks, Scott. With our review and action, we need to go over the November 18th minutes. Board, have you had a chance to do that?
I have, and I have no changes. I would move to approve the minutes in their current form.
All right.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Rick Persinger abstained.
Rick abstains. All right. Thank you. All right. Before we get into tonight's public hearings, if you had signed in to speak tonight and you plan to speak, please stand up and we'll swear you in. Raise your right hand. All right. Do you swear to tell the truth to the best of your ability?
I do.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. All right, so we've got a big night tonight, so we're going to just keep in mind that when we're speaking, we got a five-minute time limit. Your time limit will be right up there on the top left of the screen. That'll show us it's 5 minutes And we'll begin with 20-20V, a variance. Scott, if you can give us the details on that.
Yes, case number 20-20V. Applicant Ronald Koch is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The applicant is seeking a 1-foot back property line setback, which is 4 feet less than the required 5. Also a 2-foot side property line setback, which is 5 feet less than the required 7. To allow for construction of a 23-by-40-foot covered patio. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is 90-by-131 irregular in size, with a single-family home built in 2004 on Lot 3, located in the Riverside Acres subdivision. So our PowerPoint zoomed out here. This is Historic 165. This is Iowa Colony. Everybody kind of feel where we are in the county? Zooming in to the parcel. I got a couple of photographs that I had taken. And then I drew in a rough estimate of how the patio would look. And if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 20-20V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a side setback of 2 feet and a back setback of 1 foot, allowing for the construction of a shelter to cover the existing concrete patio. This would allow the applicant to place shelter 2 feet from the side and 1 foot from the back property line. Two, a Division 1 permit shall be required before construction begins. Three, compliance with all other applicable provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. Four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And at that, I would turn it over to your applicant.
All right. Is our applicant present?
Howdy, Ronald Cook. I guess this is what I want to try and do.
Tell us a little bit about it.
I want to do that so that the water will run off all the way back behind the fence. Here's the fence here. And I took this fence out. So I want, and this is concrete back in here now. And so that'll just slope back. And I can park my car here. That's why I want it up here, because that's the property line up there. There is an easement right behind the fence. And that fence and that shed was there when I bought it. And it's bolted down, that little shed is.
Is that a power line easement that's back there, or is that a...
Yeah, there's a power line right, runs right there on that easement.
So if the variance was approved, or it's not approved, and he comes to get a construction permit, we would have him get with whichever power company that line. That's pretty standard protocol. So he's going to have to get something okayed with them to finish getting his Division 1 permit finalized.
Because it looks like that pole's pretty much in line with your property line, right?
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you talked to the power company about it at all?
No. Okay. It's not White River's out front, and then whatever that other one is back. I don't know what the name of it is.
Liberty.
Mr. Cook, what's the proposed material? Is it corrugated metal roof, or what's the...
Yeah, it's a portable building company in Kimberling City. Ron, something, he has to be that in aluminum poles.
Okay. And you plan to gutter the edge of that, or what do you do for the water runoff?
Well, the water runoff would just run off the back. But if it needed to, I could put a gutter on the back and funnel it right down to one.
Did you talk to the landowner behind you? Do they have any concern with the water runoff?
No, I've talked to all the neighbors. The one to my north is the owner of it, and he has no problem with it. The one to my left, they have no problem.
So where's the water running now that's running off the concrete? Is it just running up the back and under your fence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I guess, Scott, can you zoom out? Because I'm trying to figure out what's actually behind it. There we go. So is that a green space, or is that...
It's just a lot. Lot 3, lot 5.
Yeah, there's three lots back there.
Mm-hmm.
That fellow owns.
And how wide is the easement behind your property?
I believe it's 7 foot.
That's a dedicated easement on the plat.
Is there a hardship mentioned?
No, I won't be able to show that easement. I don't know that. I always recommend getting with whichever electric company, because I've seen them vary by a bunch. Even if it's dedicated on the plat, it's so wide, they might actually come back and say, no, it's 7 feet each way, it's 15, or it's only 10 foot either. So, yeah, we make them always. He'd have to do that when he just came to get a permit and meet the setback.
Mr. Cook, I'm not sure that I may have missed it. Is there a reason that you can't meet the current 5 foot setback, or you couldn't meet that?
Well, I want it to run off behind the fence instead of, you know, 5 foot, and then go right onto the concrete and then run out.
You want to push the water onto your neighbor?
Well, no, there's nobody back there. It's an easement, and there's an empty lot in the back behind me.
But a gutter and a downspout would do that too, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. Yeah, it'd just come out one side, one end, or I could put it on both ends of it, but it'd still run out there. That's where the water goes.
Because you're all concrete now.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's really not going to change the water.
Yeah, right.
But I've got another shed in there, and I wanted to go over that and keep it off of there too, if I can.
How wide is this patio?
It's 23 from the house to the fence, and 40 from there to the south, to that where I want to put the car.
I think as long as it would be suitable for the utility company, I don't see a problem, because it's not going to change anything as far as where the water runs. And that was my concern to start with.
There won't be a house built there because there's a utility easement, so there won't be an issue with another home being constructed next to it.
It can't be within 7 feet plus the easement.
Well, that was the only concern I really seen at first, was putting it that close to the line if somebody came back and added a house or something to it. But with that easement, that does kind of protect that. Yeah. So I could see where, no matter what, that easement kind of is, could be the saving grace, or could be the detriment, depending on what they say, really. So
as long as it's okay with them.
I get stuck on the whenever we discuss whether something is actually a hardship. And I mean, every time we have these meetings, we talk about the mere grant of a privilege.
Right.
And, you know, can the thing be achieved by meeting the setbacks that everybody else is expected in the county to to do, which is 5 foot